Jesus is led into the desert to be tempted by the devil. The Holy Spirit says, hey, Jesus, come into the desert to be tempted. Again, it's not because God was subjecting Jesus or himself in the person of Jesus to temptation, but it's also not true that God preserves us from all temptation. Here we see God leading our Lord into the desert to experience temptation, not coming from God. And we know this is all true in our lives. God helps us in temptation, but he also mysteriously allows us to deal with it. Maybe one of the big questions, why is there still evil in the world? Why is there this opportunity to sin? Couldn't God have created a world where there was no chance for us to sin? And sure, he could have, but we'd be missing something very important. The opportunity to reject God is essential to his plan of salvation. From the very beginning, the opportunity to sin was essential to God's plan. Here's what they say. If God is a loving father who wants a relationship with mankind, why does he place the tree in the Garden of Eden that can cause Adam and Eve such harm? They're at the beginning of creation. There's this tree that they can't eat from. What? Ultimately, because it allows us to have free choice. Humans aren't created to be robots or slaves. We are created with free will, which allows us to freely choose to love others, including God. The tree gives Adam and Eve a choice, and a choice is the heart of a relationship.